This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to a post on social media by Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella, Mr. Modi said, "When it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India." He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadella thanked Mr. Modi for an inspiring discussion on India's AI opportunity. In a social media post, Mr. Nadella said that Microsoft is committing more than $17 billion to support India's ambitions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday said Vande Mataram was the mantra that awakened India's cultural nationalism and remains as relevant today as it was during the freedom struggle. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of song Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in nation's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu yesterday said the disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing and reiterated that the government is fully determined to build a robust airline system. Addressing the Lok Sabha on the ongoing IndiGo crisis, the minister stated that IndiGo is being held fully accountable. The minister further added that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued notices to the airline and based on its report, strict and appropriate action will be taken.
The disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing. IndiGo's daily flights, which had fallen drastically and are expected to rise further, all other airlines continue to operate smoothly across the country, and the airports are reporting normal conditions without crowding or distress. Refunds, baggage tracing, and passenger support measures remain under continuous supervision by the ministry. At the same time, accountability will be ensured.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter schedule 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to operate the approved schedule efficiently. In a notice issued by DGCA, the airline watchdog said IndiGo was approved for 64,346 flights in November this year, while the airline operated 59,438 flights and recorded 951 cancellations. Furthermore, it has asked IndiGo to submit a revised schedule by 5 p.m. today. The Goa police yesterday detained Ajay Gupta from Delhi, one of the four owners of Birch by Romeo Lane nightclub, where a devastating fire claimed the lives of 25 persons in North Goa around midnight on Saturday. A Goa police spokesperson said that he will be placed under arrest soon after the completion of formalities to bring him to Goa. This is the sixth person to be held in connection with the case. The National Investigation Agency has arrested another key accused in connection with last month's Delhi bomb blast case. NIA said that Dr. Bilal Nasir Malla of Baramulla, Jammu and Kashmir, is the eighth accused to be arrested in the case. He was nabbed by an NIA team from Delhi. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal yesterday virtually commenced commercial operation date COD of third unit of 250 megawatt of the 1000 megawatt Tehri variable speed pumped storage plant at Tehri, Uttarakhand. This plant will be the largest PSP of its kind by a central public sector enterprise. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Lal said that this achievement marks India's first variable speed PSP and strengthens the clean energy transition of the country. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Madhya Maharashtra for today. Similar conditions will prevail over Marathwada, North Interior Karnataka, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana and West Madhya Pradesh. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the five-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha. Chasing a target of 176, the visitors were bowled out for 74 runs, with Indian bowlers delivering a disciplined performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.